This episode of Be Calm on Awe Island is sponsored by Sambuco. Fall is right around the corner. That means back to school, which is a great time for refreshing healthy routines. A simple way I like to make sure I'm keeping myself and my family healthy is by taking Sambuco every morning. Sambuco helps support our immune systems. It's made from premium European black elderberries, which are a natural source of powerful antioxidants and key vitamins that help support a healthy immune system. They have syrups, gummies, chewable tablets, drink powders, capsules, and more. They also have products made just for kids and babies. Awe Islanders can get 15% off their next order of $9.99 or more at SambucoUSA.com by using promo code CALM15 at checkout. That's 15% off your order of $9.99 or more at SambucoUSA.com. Use code CALM15 at checkout. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hello, Awe Islanders. We wanted to let you know about a show that's returning this summer holiday. Puffin's award-winning children's podcast, Mission Imagination. Hosted by celebrated comedian Babatunde Alesha, alongside two young Puffineers, the podcast will immerse young listeners into a different author's magical world every week of the summer holidays. From weather brewing workshops to mysterious underwater worlds and fun fairs, young listeners will be taken on a captivating journey to celebrate the power of imagination. But be warned, there are rules for stepping foot in these dreamlands, and when rules are broken, danger follows. Mission Imagination is suitable for ages of 8+ and is available on Apple, Spotify, and the Puffin Books YouTube channel.
Hello everyone, let's get ready to be calm on Awe Island. Have you been taking your deep dragon breaths? They're so relaxing. Now let's see if you have everything you want for our story today. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax. Set your listening buddy to your side and let's start by taking 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your chest and belly, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Ready? Okay. Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, think of a baby elephant hugged tight by its mother's trunk. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby elephant. Last one, fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Close your eyes as your head, face, and neck soften, completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you and you are cherished. Enjoy the feeling of relaxation and hold your hands as if you are holding a beach ball. You are holding a ball of loving energy. Can you feel the energy ball growing? Feel the warmth in your hands. Now, slowly move your hands apart. Then, towards each other. Now, apart again, then towards each other. Now bring the ball of energy up to your heart and allow the energy to melt into your body. Your heart is happy and warm as you place your hands on your chest. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. As you enjoy the feeling of energy warming your body. The energy flows up to your forehead and divides, resting on both sides of your head. Feel it flow just over and behind your ears, then down the sides of your neck to rest in your shoulders. Now feel the energy streams join together, warming your heart. Feel the warmth and take another deep dragon breath in and out. As you enjoy the feeling of energy in your heart, once more, the loving energy flows up to your forehead and divides, resting on both sides of your head. It flows just over and behind your ears, then down the sides of your neck to rest in your shoulders. Now the energy streams join together, warming your heart. Enjoy the gently flowing energy, and let's take one more deep dragon breath. Fill up your chest and belly, in and out. Now imagine the energy stream dividing again, this time flowing up to your shoulders. Feel the warmth and take a deep dragon breath in and out. As you enjoy the feeling of energy flowing across your shoulders, relaxing them. With your hands holding onto your shoulders, give yourself a big, tight hug. Relax and let your hands slide lightly down your arms, drawing the energy through your arms and out your fingertips. Enjoy the gently flowing stream of energy, and let's take another deep dragon breath. Fill up your chest and belly, in and out. Feel warm, loving energy fill your heart and then overflow. One more time, imagine the energy stream dividing and then floating up to your shoulders. Feel the warmth and take a deep dragon breath in and out. As you enjoy the feeling of energy roll across your shoulders, relaxing them. With your hands holding on to your shoulders, give yourself a big, tight hug. Relax and let your hands lightly slide down your arms, drawing the energy through your arms and out your fingertips. Enjoy the gently flowing stream of energy, and let's take another deep dragon breath. Fill up your chest and belly, in and out. Continue to feel the warmth of the energy stream, and let's take three more deep dragon breaths. Remember to breathe in through your nose, filling up your chest and belly, and then out, pretending you are breathing fire. Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, think of a baby elephant hugged tight by its mother's trunk. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby elephant. Last one. Fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Keep your eyes closed as your head, face, and neck soften, completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's Be Calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Clean Dragon. Three fluffy white clouds floated across the bright blue sky. Sunshine easily covered the forest floor since the trees were just beginning to open their leaves. The sun warmed a large pile of mud leaning onto a little oak tree. The mud slowly dried as sunshine baked the moisture out. After a few minutes, the mud pile shifted slightly. The dragon was beginning to wake from its second nap of the day. Earlier, when Charlie and Terry's engines began to rumble, the dragon had taken a break from its first little nap to wave goodbye. After the trucks had left, the muddy dragon snuggled back down and fell asleep, looking very much like a mud pile. Now the dragon felt quite rested but could barely move its arms and legs. The mud had formed a hard shell around the dragon's body. The dragon sighed. It was definitely time for a bath. Slowly the dragon stood up and some dried mud flaked off. The dragon looked forward to cleaning up. The dragon trudged back to its cozy cave. As the dragon walked, it became easier and easier to move. The animals scurried away, unsure of what new creature was wandering through the forest. Noticing their reactions, the dragon realized just how dirty it had gotten. Finally, the dragon reached its cave and eagerly stepped into its spring-fed pool. Brrr! It didn't matter how dirty the dragon was. That water was too cold. The dragon quickly hopped out and took a deep dragon breath in and out. Breathing fire onto the rocks surrounding the pool. They would hold the warmth well. Then the dragon took another deep dragon breath in and out. And aimed its dragon's breath at the water. The dragon dipped a toe in. This time the water felt nice and warm, so the dragon got into the tub. The muddy dragon settled into the tub. Some of the dried mud fell right off into the water. Some was pretty stuck to the dragon. The dragon smiled. It had another idea. The dragon took a deep dragon breath in and dipped its nose into the water and gently blew out. Ah! Bubbles filled the tub. The bubbles gently bounced around the tub, carrying the mud away from the dragon and revealing most of the dragon's bright green hide. And now the water was brown. The dragon knew that in order to get any cleaner, it would need to change the water. So, the dragon nudged a lower rock out of place, and the water swirled around and around, and then flowed past the displaced rock and out of the pool. The dragon moved the rock back and took another deep dragon breath in and out. Warming the stones as the spring filled the pool once again. The cool water warmed up as it flowed against the newly heated rocks, and the dragon relaxed in its comfortable bath. The dragon began to wonder about the strange leafless tree it had found in the woods. Then the dragon remembered that Charlie Truck had called the tree a sign. The dragon would have to ask if anyone else had seen a sign tree before. The dragon swirled the water around with its tail and then scrubbed the rest of the mud off. The dragon stretched and yawned. And now that the dragon was clean, it felt ready for bed. The sleepy dragon climbed onto its bed of moss in front of the fireplace and, with its tummy facing the flickering fire, took a deep dragon breath in and out. The dragon's tummy warmed, and the dragon rolled over to heat its back. The dragon settled into its cozy bed and wrapped its tail around its body. The peaceful dragon relaxed as grateful thoughts rolled through its mind. The little dragon felt thankful to have a spring to clean in. The dragon was very grateful to have a cozy fire to warm up after a bath. The little dragon wrapped arms and tail around in a tight hug and then relaxed, taking a deep dragon breath in and out. The dragon closed its eyes. With another deep dragon breath in and out, the dragon calmed even more and smiled. Then one more deep dragon breath in and out. The dragon's mind quieted and drifted to sleep, dreaming of the strange sign tree on the edge of the enchanted forest. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.